experimental, animation, documentary, music video. Those are just a few of the categories for the new Basin Short Film Festival, which begins this Thursday, October 5th in Stevens Point and runs through the weekend. It's the latest effort from the nonprofit Create Portage County, which is helping connect arts and other community organizations around North Central Wisconsin. We're going to get a preview of the festival from the organizer and hear from the grand jury prize-winning filmmaker. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a film festival fan? What makes a great film fest in your opinion? Do you have a favorite one in Wisconsin or a local one that you like to go to? Tell us why you support your local film festival. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Garrett Katerzinski is project manager with the group Create Portage County. Garrett, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
And Derek Petrowski is a Stevens Point-based photographer and videographer for musicians, cosplayers, and special events and won the top jury prize. Derek, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Garrett, can you give us the origin story for this short film festival in the region?
Yeah, so I've been working through a couple grants at Create Portage County, and one of our big ones recently was to work with across North Central Wisconsin with different arts orgs, community centers, and basically start to tap into individual talent resources across the region so we can do more together, have collective scale in, you know, everything we do instead of doing things, you know, in isolation in our various counties. So a film fest, with my history in video production in my past roles and, you know, even working on film fest during undergrad in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I thought it'd be a great vehicle to both find talent in the region, showcase the talent across North Central Wisconsin and the entire state, and then present it through some new maker spaces, community centers, distilleries, breweries that we have in this area. So sort of connecting spaces and people across the region.
And let's talk about that region. The Basin, I think, is not necessarily a household word in the state. Can you talk about this concept of the Basin uniting this part of northern Wisconsin?
Yeah, it derives from the geographical area we live in. So it has ties in our physical space. And it's the Upper Wisconsin River Basin that basically, in some cases, the Wisconsin River connects some of our hubs right to the shores. Our Idea Center here in Point hugs the shores of the Wisconsin River. The Tomahawk Library, Art Start, some of our other partners also hug that same river. So we kind of have that energy flowing between our locations, both physically and now hopefully more metaphysically as well.
And Derek, you're a filmmaker right there in Point. Can you talk a little bit about what got you on board with submitting your entries to the Basin Film Festival?
Sure thing. So originally, I was aware that the film festival was being put on. Garrett had reached out to a couple of us to discuss plans for it. And basically, there was other things going on, so I wasn't able to help with organizing the event, but I know that they were accepting submissions, and I had my videos, my music videos that I had made with some of the other talent that were within Wisconsin, and my one of the people that I worked with, Emmett James, he reached out to me, reminded me, and it was, I believe it was the first time hearing it, I knew about the festival, but then he reached out saying, hey, you should give this a shot, submit it. And I was like, I thought to myself, okay, well, if Emmett's going to say that I should submit it, I might as well just submit it. So I figured, I wasn't sure if I was going to get a chance. I'm always self-conscious, so it's still great even being accepted. Just getting the grand jury prize in general is just a shock to me, in all honesty.
And congratulations on that. And Derek, can you talk a little bit about, you know, being a filmmaker in Stevens Point? Do you feel like, you know, you're a guy alone in a room editing tape or video? Or do you feel like, hey, yeah, I am part of an artistic community here in this part of the state?
Well, for the longest time, it definitely felt like I was alone in that part, mainly just because whenever it comes to film, the most common thing that you think of is somewhere like LA or Hollywood or even bigger areas like Minneapolis or of Milwaukee, Chicago, the big areas, the big hubs that have a lot of people next to you. And when you're in a region like Stevens Point, there are still people here, but compared to the larger sizes of the big cities, it can feel somewhat difficult to meet new people. But after I graduated from college, I took some time to just reconnect with different people, travel the state, get to know different musicians, and I've actually gotten to know some of the filmmakers from around town here. So 10 years ago, I probably would have told you that I've just basically been alone in this, but now in 2023, of like 10 years later, of like, or many years after I started, now there's still a lot of the stuff that I do on my own, but I can always call on people as much as I can if I need to.
We're talking about a new short film festival focused in Wisconsin. It kicks off in Stevens Point in a few days. We were just hearing from filmmaker Derek Petrowski, participant and a prize winner there. Also with us, Garrett Katerzinski, festival organizer with the group Create Portage County. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have a connection with a film festival in your neck of the woods, or this one in particular. Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're getting a preview of the new Basin Short Film Festival starting this week in Stevens Point. Our guests are organizer Garrett Katerzinski with Create Portage County, organizer of the event, filmmaker Derek Petrowski. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have a question about what it takes to put together a regional film festival like this, or if you're a fan of your own local film festival, join in at 800-642-1234. I want to give a listen to a clip from one of the participants. This is the Best of the Basin winner, filmmaker Nate Shepard.
My name is Jonna Elison. I am the granddaughter of Carl Elison, the inventor of the modern snowmobile. Carl Elison was born with a club foot, which means he couldn't snowshoe and he couldn't ski, and he needed to get around in the woods in the wintertime. All of his friends could go out hunting and fishing, but he couldn't go with them because he had this deformity. In 1924, Carl moved here to Saner, Wisconsin, and bought this hardware store. And what he did was he decided to make himself a machine that would take him on the same trails that his friends would go for their hunting and trapping and fishing.
Garrett, can you talk a little bit about this film and why it was one of the award winners?
Yeah, so as one of the judges and in talking to the panel when we're reviewing the films, We were continually surprised not only by the talent in the region, but in this case, none of us had any idea the snowmobile was invented here in Saner, Wisconsin. So it was kind of a joy to go through the submissions and learn about, you know, these filmmakers and these stories right in our backyards. So that was really cool.
And Derek, I want to check out your submissions. We've got a little clip from a music video you directed. It's called 1,000 Words. Can you set it up a little bit for us?
Okay, so basically, this is from Emmett James's new album that came out earlier this year. I have to get the name together because it's a bit of a mouth. Undeniably, groundbreakingly excellent. He just had it. He's been promoting it a lot this year. He also had a 10-year big band barbecue anniversary in Milwaukee about a month or so ago. So he's been doing this big lately. And this is one of the songs off that album. So we took inspiration from something. One of his inspirations was sort of indie style, sort of smaller scale school settings like Breakfast Club or something like that, something a little more intimate in that aspect. So we wanted to create a story, something similar in vibe to that.
All right, here's a listen. You can't see the video, of course, but here's a listen to the song it's based on.
They say a picture's worth 1,000 words, all of them mean I love you. Well, that's redundant. Not for nothing. You know you love it. You still love me. I know last time I ain't had that ring for you. Lord knows I can't wait to see that bling on you. I don't dress up, but I'm a
Thousand Words by Emmett James. Now, Garrett, there's also a Best Student category. Can you talk about how you reached out to student filmmakers and what kind of things impressed you there?
Yeah, well, it's always great to tap into our student audience, both locally with UWSP, University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, and then just up the road in Wausau with North Central Technical College. And when I reached out, it's been great working with the faculty through other projects we've been working on. But yeah, it was really cool to tell the schools about the Film Fest, see the submissions come in, and you know, NTC up in Wausau, it seems they just have a really remarkable new program there with tons of cutting edge gear and a studio. And they ended up submitting sort of a collaborative class project that ended up being very hilarious. It's called The Spinning Wheel of Death. And as filmmakers everywhere, or any Mac user is familiar with that rainbow wheel that spins when you are trying to edit something, render something. And in this case, in their film, it comes out of the screen and starts attacking their classroom. To hilarious ends.
Derek, can you make a case for people to go out and check out the Basin Short Film Festival or wherever they are in the state to go out and explore the work of their local filmmaking community?
Of course. Well, I'd say right now, it's definitely, I'm just going to say it's been an interesting year for film, to say the least. Between the WGA strikes that have been happening, which actually just wrapped up recently, and also the Screen Actors Guild strikes, it puts us in a weird state with the big Hollywood sort of films. And when you go to see independent films, you're gonna see something that you never would have thought of seeing before. You might even find some of your favorite works there. I especially know that Create Portage County has hosted some other film fests, the Spectrum Micro Cinema Festivals, and there's some animated shorts that I've seen from there that honestly I remember fondly from there. So you come out this weekend, you are going to see a lot of talent from a lot of up and coming or more working independent filmmakers that you might be glad to find out about.
And Garrett, I'm sure your attention is mostly on what happens over the next handful of days here. That said, are you looking to do Basin Short Film Festival again next year?
Absolutely. We wanted to hit the ground running this year with a bunch of venues, a bunch of filmmakers from across the state, but we're really looking forward to refining it in the coming years, even highlighting more filmmakers, more different genres, and more spaces. As I've seen, moving to a small town, as Derek said, it can feel like, you're isolated, but you see the amount of work happening and the new spaces being built, boots on the ground. It makes you excited for what's to come.
Garrett, thanks for joining us and have a great festival.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
And Derek, thanks for sharing your work with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
I've been talking to Garrett Katerzinski, project manager of the group Create Portage County, and Derek Petrowski, photographer and videographer. We talked to them about the upcoming Basin Short Film Festival in Stevens Point. It runs October 5th through 8th, just around the corner there. For more info, we've got the festival's website linked on our page at wpr.org/centraltime.